welcome to your five for today. Do you remember the legendary song from Mary Poppins, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? There are many of us who could say it, or even sing it, but what about spelling it? That's easy, some would say. IT. Well, that's how I'd respond in my classroom, much to the dismay of an annoyed teenager. In the film, Mary Poppins even recites the word backwards, but that may be pushing it a bit too far for today. Over the years, I've met several people who get tongue-tied with words like thief, often pronounced feeth, and specific, which is often confused with pacific. That's without the real tongue twisters, like, she sells seashells on the seashore. The shells that she sells are seashells, I'm sure. Or, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, then where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? As a Welsh speaker, I'm often asked to recite the name of a large village on Anglesey that has 58 characters and is the longest place name in Europe. It's also the second longest official one-word place name in the world. Do you know it? Brace yourselves. It's Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll Go Gerych Wyndrobo Llantysilio Go Go Goch. Having said it, I'm then asked what it means. The truth is that it's made up of a series of small words. In essence, it translates as St. Mary's Church in the hollow of the White Hazel near to the rapid whirlpool of Llantysilio of the Red Cave. These days, it's abbreviated to Llanfair PG, which is a bit more manageable. There's a railway station in the village with a rather long station name. It's a predominantly Welsh-speaking area and situated on the Menai Strait next to the Britannia Bridge and across the strait from Bangor. My thoughts today are centred around this fact. The hardest words are the easy ones. I have three for us to consider. They are sorry, please, and thank you. There are some easy Welsh options that can be shared here for you. Sorry, spelt S-O-R-I, and said in exactly the same way. Please, spelt P-L-I-S, with a roof or a toe bach over the I. And thank you, in Welsh, is diolch, spelt D-I-O-L-C-H. Not even the Welsh is hard to say, is it? Yet, in reality, adults probably struggle more with these words than youngsters. To say sorry in its simplest form is to say I was or I am wrong. The fault is mine and I'm now admitting to that. It wasn't or it isn't you. For some, saying sorry equals defeat and they have to admit that they aren't as perfect as they thought they were. Either way, it's not a word that we rush to say, is it? Sometimes, people are given the silent treatment, sent to Coventry, we say. Some say it with flowers, some say it with chocolates, and others say it with jewellery. Can I encourage you to say sorry to anyone that might need to hear it from you today? Please, for youngsters, is the magic word. I have a great nephew of three who sometimes needs to be reminded to say the magic word. The prompt is, what's the magic word? His answer always puts a smile on my face. It's not please, but rather, please. I was brought up, like many others, to learn that good manners cost nothing but go a long way. A well-known expression that is often heard is, mind your P's and Q's. Here's a little bit of trivia for you. The earliest use of the expression dates back to 1602 and is found in a play by Thomas Dekker, The Untrussing of the Humorous Poet. The character of Phineas says, troth, so thou'st need, for now thou art in thy P and Q. Thou hast such a villainous broad back. This seems to refer to an item of clothing. A quick Google search will entertain you with other references and explanations. Thank you is possibly one of the most underused phrases in the English language. In a class of 33, yes, 33 folks, I can distribute folders, books and or textbooks and get very few diolchs or thank yous. At the end of a lesson, the figure decreases even further. For me, it's another magic word. It shows appreciation and gratitude for something. To say grace at mealtime is to show appreciation for the food on our table. Let's not forget those who depend on food banks or those who, today, are starving as they don't know when they'll eat next or where the food will come from. The Christian message, sometimes referred to as the Gospel, tells us that God sent Jesus to die for our sin, the wrong that we naturally do throughout life. One hymn writer put it like this: He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. Today, God would love to hear you say sorry for the sin in your life. The next phrase would be, please forgive me. I have good news to share at this point. God is prepared to forgive you unreservedly and without any cost. In response, he'd love to hear you say, thank you, or diolch, or merci, or gracias, or danke, or grazie, or dziękuję. And I could go on, but time doesn't allow me to go through any more languages. I hope you agree that although these words seem very easy to say on the surface, they're actually very hard to say sometimes. If you've never used them with God before now, maybe today's the day that will change and shape the rest of your life. Diolch for listening.